An interview show on the Anfield Rapids, Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, Sean Rogers and Paul Cope to go through Liverpool 2, Brighton and North Albion 2. A couple of stats for this one, not many as I suspect. The eyes will tell us more than the numbers, but shots inside penalty area, 6 each. Shooting accuracy, 66.7% Brighton to 21.4% Liverpool, an interesting one. Aerial duels won in attack, Liverpool only won 1 out of 7. Throughout the 90 minutes, and offsides, Liverpool 1 to Brighton 5. Sean, I'll come to you first. Go with the teams. The decision behind Joel Matip's a funny one, and there's quite a bit that can be sort of interpreted there. I don't think the manager's come out and spoke about it, from what I've seen the morning after the game. But, I mean, there's a few things to ponder here. First and foremost, is there a protection element around Matip? Does he want to make sure that over the course of the season he's fit and not run him into an injury, which we've seen in previous years? Could it be a form thing? Or is it just once again that maybe for this block of games, because we often talk about this manager in blocks of games, he's seen Ibrahima Konate as the sort of perfect centre-half for the opponent he's coming up against?
Yeah, he references something, think post United, which says we saw a couple of things during the week, which made us think that could be an idea. Now, that could be as much Atlanta, Manchester United related, but the fact that Konate stays in for this game makes you wonder whether it's more Atletico Madrid related. You know, I was debating with you guys whether maybe it could be even be Fabinho related, in that maybe they feel that as much as we've praised Matip, and also Van Dijk, say in against Watford as an example, with their aggression on the front foot coming out there, maybe they think they need that combination as well as some pace on the cover after what they saw at Atletico. It could be any number of things.